Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. Time to talk some NBL1 basketball. Head coach of the Bendigo Braves team is on the phone. Steve Black, good afternoon. How's things?
Yeah, very good. I'm very happy to be speaking about Braves basketball.
Steve, your first year as a coach, how's it been for you?
Yeah, it's been an interesting learning curve. I think about as much that could have gone wrong went wrong during preseason. We got very unlucky with people's availability. Obviously, coming off the interrupted year last year. So I think that I've been pretty happy with how the guys have sort of all managed to come together. We sort of finally got a full squad on the court, and I've been really pleased with the effort that the guys are giving and how we're starting to come together as a team.
Fantastic. It was a pretty reasonable trip down to Tasmania. I know you won one game, and then the game the night before was the one that got away. I think you've gone on record as saying. Tell us how the Tasmanian weekend went.
Yeah, I think it was a good learning experience. I think that we were in a position to win. We probably should have won the Friday night game. They're a good team, but they still have some players coming in. And I think that we just didn't quite come together with the direction as a group that we were trying to achieve. And I think that we had some really valuable conversations come out of that where the guys really committed to what we were trying to achieve sort of stylistically. And I thought that Saturday night was extremely pleasing from a number of perspectives. I suppose none more than we really played very well. We didn't make shots. So you can tend to sort of look at things and go, oh, it's not working, it's not working. But that's sort of not what the guys did. They hung in there. And then as soon as we did start to make some of those shots that we believe we're capable of, we're able to pull away and have a really good win. So I guess that resilience was really pleasing.
It's interesting, isn't it, being glass half full? You know, and I've never coached, but certainly been involved in sport for a little while. And I won't, we won't go into specifics on David Noble, etc. at North Melbourne. But I guess there's a couple of ways to address these younger growing teams, isn't there? You can either be supportive and encouraging and quite positive, or you can absolutely let rip. What's your approach?
Yeah, interesting. I think my assistant coaches have kind of nudged me that there are times where I probably could or should let rip, and I'm desperately trying to take that positive approach, because I do think that, certainly each group is different. We have a very young group that's learning, and I think, look, effort is one of those things that is sort of hard to measure. But I think you can get a feel for how your team is going about things. And certainly effort has not been something that I've had to question at any point, which as a coach is really pleasing, because now you can actually focus on the basketball. So we've really taken that positive approach, really tried to find the things that we're doing well, and let's shine a light on them, and let's really try to grab that and use that positive approach as a team to sort of ensure that we're always looking forward, looking to what we can actually do to contribute, rather than, ending up pointing the fingers when things are going wrong. But, there is a time and a place, and I guess the interesting thing is you only get a couple of times to sort of fire the team up with one of those, and you got to keep them in your hip pocket for as long as possible.
Yeah. Don't waste them. Keep your powder dry.
Exactly.
Hey, mate, you mentioned before earlier in the chat starting to get the team together that, few additions. Tell us about those additions and how it's all shaping up as we move through the season.
Yeah, Malcolm Bernard, our import, came in earlier. He was in an unfortunate situation in Russia and needed to get out. So we actually weren't expecting him until the very start of the year. But he was there all throughout preseason. And then, we were able to get an import five in who just couldn't get cleared. It's just one of those bureaucratic things. And so he ended up watching three games from the sideline, which was probably as frustrating for him as it was for us. And ever since City's been playing, we've really been able to I guess, identify some of those structural issues we had, and he's been able to fix a lot of that. And defensively, he's amazing. He really does do all of the things that we were hoping he would do at the defensive end. And Great character, great personality. I think it's been a really good addition to the group from that perspective too. And Kwani has come in, and his season got delayed in Croatia as well. And so, you know, we've only just got him, and he is an absolute star. He's just a fantastic human being. He's just extremely coachable, and talent-wise, he's up there with any other player in the NBL one. So, you know, we've really enjoyed having Kwani here, and he's just finding his feet, and we're learning how to use him better. But he's such a team first guy that he's really just trying to do everything that he can to help us win. And I suppose the last piece was Mitch Clark as a point guard coming over from the West. I've known Mitch for a long time. I've got a lot of respect for how he plays the game and his values. And so he came as soon as the Wildcats were done, and it's been great to sort of see him take on, you know, more of a leadership role and really start to drive our group.
Steve, final one. Braves at home tonight against, who is it, Ringwood Hawks. Do you know much about the Hawks?
Yeah, we actually played them in the preseason, and we watched a lot of them because I think just by chance we tended to play the same teams they have afterwards. So we have a lot of respect for them, and we have a lot of knowledge of what they do, and they're probably the opposite of us. They are a veteran group who have really established themselves. They've had some good wins this year already, really put themselves in a good position. But make no mistake, we see that as one that we should get, and we'll be throwing everything we have at them.
Fantastic. What time's tip off for that tonight?
7:30.
And you got the Braves women's game before that, I believe, as well.
Absolutely, and they are a very, very talented group. Fantastic players, play a great style of basketball. So come and watch two great teams in action.
Good stuff, Steve. Thanks for your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and make sure you do head along and check out some great NBL 1 action tonight. The Braves, a men and women's team, at home tonight, and great to see some live basketball NBL 1 action in Bendigo. Steve, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.